Hey, happy Monday, good people, and you're listening to A Gay Old Time.
With Awesome Rita.
And I'm Daffo, and we are going to have a gay old time tonight. We are part of the Inside Out Collective. The Inside Out Collective illuminates and celebrates the rich diversity that is the LGBTQIA+ experience. We are proud to be a part of the legacy of cutting-edge public affairs programming on WPFW, home of Jazz and Justice Radio. Inside Out airs each and every Monday at 6 p.m. on 89.3 FM right here on WPFW and WPFWFM.org. The number to call in respectfully is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Yo, welcome to the 14th episode of A Gay Old Time. And we are so happy to be here with you all. Awesome. What up?
What up, though?
What's going on?
Happy Monday. Happy Monday. Yeah. Motivating Monday to the folks on the airwaves of WPFW 89.3 FM Pacifica Radio. Yo, I'm just happy to be back. Like, as always, you know, I'm so grateful to be here to share this platform with you, my good friend.
Good friend.
Yeah, but no, it's a lot of things. I'm happy about this show. Of course, we're talking about a plethora of things concerning our community, you know? And December is here. Like, it is the end of the year.
Yes.
God bless. I don't know about anybody else. But I am so happy to end this year. For me, it has been a lot. But anyway, we're in December, the end of the year. We made it, you know. We made it.
I'm happy it's ending for you too, homie. You know. Yeah, less new and better and more beautiful and abundant things. Okay,
all of the things. Yeah, but you know, I celebrated my birthday. A week ago. You know,
about a week ago.
Right. It was so beautiful though. I was so grateful to have another year. You know, we were just talking about this. You know, I forgot how old I was.
Because you look good.
Like, I really, real life, forgot how old I was. I had to do the calculation. Okay. Like 2025 minus 19, whatever. We ain't going to go there. But, you know what? We will go there. Because I'm happy to have celebrated and making it this far. I'm 46.
How about it? Let's go.
I'm 46.
The cat's out the bag.
Okay. If anybody that know me and was like, oh, I didn't know. Look, here it is. I'm 46 and I'm happy and I'm grateful to be here. But yeah, we have a lot of things that we're going to talk about today. More importantly, the most thing today is World AIDS Day. And so we're going to get into that. We're going to talk about some things that is pertinent to World AIDS Day. Yeah, but I'm just happy to be back. So what's going on with you?
Yeah, no, I'm grateful to be back as well with my good girlfriend. You know, shout out to your birthday that just passed. You know, out here aging gracefully, you know, looking good. You know, sisters doing it for themselves out this blicky, you know, like
rightfully.
All the things. Yeah. I'm very happy to celebrate another year with you, homie. You know, you deserve all the good things, as do we all. But you, that beautiful heart of yours, deserve all the good things. And I believe it's coming. I believe it's coming towards you, you know. We live in abundance, and we are attracting the things that we deserve. Okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. But no, okay. I'm good, man, you know. Back to work, you know. I definitely enjoy my few days off. You know, definitely enjoyed loving up on my friends and family and all of that good stuff. You know, shout out to the bestie for always cooking. Cause you know, since 2020, I don't have any like immediate family, like immediate elders, I'll say, like, you know, no aunties, no uncles, grand, you know, I'm the only elder. here, because now all my younger cousins are here and I'm the oldest one out of them. These are my second cousins, but they don't even, I'm just grateful to still be in the mix with them because they invite me out. You know what I'm saying? I'm not like the old fuddy duddy joint, but these are my second cousins. But all that to say, you know, I was using my aunt, invite, you know, cooking up food, inviting everybody over, all this and all that, but that is no more. RIP. So I'm just grateful to my bestie, for just keeping the party going. And I'm like, you just really don't know how much it means for you to be cooking all this food and, you know, cussing me out in the kitchen. Cause she's very particular, you know, very particular. And I just be trying to help, but my help is not the help that it has to be her way. And that's fine. That's fine. All that to say, I'm just very grateful for the family and the friends that I do have, and partner and all of that, that I do have here in town. So I had a great time. Back to work. Shout out to 3 more weeks until Christmas break. And that's beautiful. But no, ready to get this party started. In addition to World AIDS Day, on the 8th of December is Pansexual Pan-Romantic Pride Day. And we're going to talk more about that as well and talk about what's popping in the area for the gays, the LGBTQIA+, and also what tips are teacup. Yeah. So.
Absolutely. I'm ready for it all.
Let's get it. Let's get into it. So today, yeah, it's World AIDS Day. Happy, shout out to World
AIDS. Yeah, do you, is that a happy World AIDS Day? Like,
right.
I feel you, like your apprehension on it. It was like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of like on the 20th, on whatever, okay, quote unquote, Thanksgiving. But I'm like, it's what, Indigenous Peoples Day or Day of Remembrance, but you don't want to say Happy Indigenous Day of Remembrance. Like, you just, there's nothing happy about that. But anywho.
Yeah.
Any who's and housers. Shout out to World AIDS Day. We've come a long way and we still have a ways to go, but today is the 38th World AIDS Day, a global movement to unite people in the fight against HIV and AIDS. Since 1988, communities have stood together on World AIDS Day to show strength and solidarity against the HIV stigma and to remember the many lives lost. So globally, an estimated 38 million people live with the virus. More than 35 million have died of the HIV or AIDS-related virus and illnesses over the past 40 years. making it one of the most destructive pandemics in history. Medical advancements mean people with HIV can expect a long and healthy life. Bless, 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 bless. And we also have the tools to stop HIV transmissions for good. But HIV continues to be highly stigmatized and misunderstood. So this World AIDS Day theme is overcoming disruption, transforming the AIDS response. So highlighting the challenges posed by funding cuts and other crises while emphasizing resilience and innovation to end the epidemic. And speaking of disruption, like, so of course this regime or this presidency or this whatever you want to call it, of course they always got something whack to say or just not saying nothing at all, right? So today, the federal government under Trump will not formally commemorate World AIDS Day 2025. They didn't do anything special. They didn't do the normal things that presidents have been doing in years past. And it was a directive from the State Department. So employees and grantees, you got to refrain from using federal funds for public promotion of the day, so on and so forth. And it's crazy because funding for HIV and AIDS has been critically cut, especially since this regime has come into power. And it's just like yet another thing that this fool is doing that's, you know, like symbolically hateful. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, we know that, all right, a declaration of the day doesn't change, or, you know, it doesn't necessarily change anything, but it can soften hearts. It can open up minds. It could console people who have been affected by HIV and AIDS in a way that, you know, gives peace and gives encouragement. So it's a shame that, of course, this regime is so pressed talking about we're not going to recognize it. But you know what? We are recognizing it right here. Okay? Like, it's trash. And it's been so many
executive orders,
yes, and the cutting of funding. Like, I know that there has been the type of research that's specific to help AIDS and HIV patients or create the drugs that has been cut. But despite the BS, there have been leaps and bounds that we have taken as a society and a community in the world, Craig, to help our siblings live longer lives, be undetected, not spread it, and it's not so much of a death sentence as it used to be, you know?
Absolutely. I just, you know, because I work in the community, right?
Yeah.
And when I say I work in the community, of course, if you've been listening to the show, you know what I do, 9 to 5. I work with the LGBTQ youth in the community. And so I know firsthand what the drugs mean, and not the drugs, but the preventative measures, you know, mm-hmm. all of these things, the medicine mm-hmm. that is now available for those that have AIDS or HIV. It's come a long way. You know, it's like you said, it's not a death sentence anymore. It is not. You can live a long life, a healthy life, and still have that virus. And it's unfortunate that this administration is just using their power to marginalize even further those that are already marginalized. You know what I mean? Those that are already oppressed. Like, come on, man. just come on. Give us all a break. Like, we're all just trying to live our lives, our regular lives. And for them to just attack those that, again, are have always been oppressed. And it's just, it's ridiculous. It's I don't even know. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, shout out to our siblings, brothers, sisters, siblings who are, you know, out here living life, living a good life, you know, undetected or getting the medical treatment that they need and are living boldly and freely despite the stigma. Because I just remember, you know, growing up and just hearing about it. And it's just like, you know, folks didn't want people, the kid, it was a boy, I forgot his name. They didn't want him to go to school with the other kids because they thought that, you know, oh, don't spit on me because, like, shut up. You know what I mean? It's all trash, but we've come so far. And I, you know, the fact that the federal government isn't recognizing it, I think folks, that's not going to deter the motivation for people to continue to do all they can to help the cause of eradicating HIV and AIDS, to help people live undetected, to erase the stigma, so on and so forth. So, you know, good will prevail, and love over hate, you know, love over division, all of these things. So shout out, much love. We see you. We love you.
And we recognize you.
And we recognize you. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're a whole human being. You deserve empathy. You know, those that are living with this immune deficiency, like, you deserve empathy. You don't deserve anyone just treating you like you have a disease.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't. And so I just encourage anybody that is out there living with HIV or AIDS, find your community, you know, find your community, find your tribe, and just live within that, because you do have people out here that are here to support you. You know,
absolutely.
Out in the world, you have organizations that are here to support you. And I apologize that we cannot go through all of those organizations today.
Right. Yeah.
But have access to the World Wide Web. I encourage you to do that research for yourself, because there are organizations out there that are here to support you. And if you are in the DMV, Whitman Walker, for one, is a great, great organization to get yourself connected with and get those resources.
Absolutely.
You know, they are out there.
Absolutely.
It is not like it was, you know, 10 years ago or even 20 years ago or, you know, 30 years ago. Like, we have advanced in medicine, technology, all of those things. So it's not a death sentence.
Yeah. And get tested. Everybody out there, get tested, get tested, get tested, get tested.
You took the word right out of my mouth.
My bad.
No. You're good. You're good. Please do get tested. Like, everybody, there are testing sites like on the corner pulling up. And I love that. I love that. And I don't know if it's just in DC, but I feel like in every big city, there are different ways that you can get tested, you know? So please make sure that you do get tested. If you are listening to this right now, and if you can pull up to a testing site, get tested. You know, when you pull up to your PCP, and that is your primary care physician, okay? Say, yes, I want to get tested for everything. Get tested. Know your status, okay? Know your status. And I'm getting off the soapbox. There you go.
Take us to the music break, homie.
There you go. Take us to the music break. So, the first music break, as you all know, we love to have music here. So our first musical break will be from Earth, Wind, and Fire. And we dedicate this one right here to everyone right now. I feel like that is everybody going through the struggle. Here we go. Keep your head to the sky.
To
All right. I thought they was about to take it up to the upper echelons.
Me too. I was waiting for it.
You know, the
I said, take it up.
Mm-hmm. They sound better than me though. But that was Earth, Wind, and Fire. Keep your head to the sky on a gay old time. A part of the Inside Out Collective right here on WPFW. So our next topic is pansexual, pan-romantic Pride Day. And that is happening on the 8th. What is pansexualism and pan-romanticism, you ask? Take a listen to this clip.
What does it mean to be panromantic? Have you ever wondered what it means to be panromantic? This term might sound new to some, but it plays an important role in understanding romantic attraction. Being panromantic refers to a romantic orientation where a person feels romantic attraction to others, regardless of their gender identity. This means that someone who identifies as panromantic can develop romantic feelings for anyone, without gender being a factor in their attraction. It's essential to note that panromanticism focuses on romantic attraction, which is different from sexual attraction. Some individuals may experience both romantic and sexual attraction to the same people, while others may not. For example, a person could identify as heterosexual in terms of sexual attraction, but still feel romantic feelings toward individuals of any gender. This flexibility allows panromantic individuals to connect with others based on qualities like personality or presentation rather than gender. Panromantic individuals can identify with any gender themselves and can have any sexual orientation. This diversity is a vital part of the LGBTQ+ community, where understanding various identities fosters inclusivity and acceptance. Recognizing that romantic orientations can vary independently of sexual orientations helps affirm diverse identities. This is especially relevant for pansexual individuals, who may also identify as panromantic. In the context of LGBTQ+ rights and gender equality, acknowledging panromantic identity is essential. It promotes a more inclusive society where all forms of attraction and identity are respected. When individuals can express their identities authentically, it helps build communities that celebrate diversity. Understanding panromanticism also plays a role in coming out and identity formation. For many, coming out is a personal journey that involves discovering and embracing their true selves. By recognizing and affirming panromantic identities, we can support individuals in their journeys and help them feel accepted. In summary, being panromantic means experiencing romantic attraction to people of any gender. This identity highlights the importance of inclusivity and acceptance within the LGBTQ+ community. By understanding and affirming panromantic identities, we can contribute to a more equitable society where everyone can express their authentic selves.
Shout out to inclusivity and acceptance, and just the umbrella that is the LGBTQIA experience. There's so many facets and layers to us alphabet people, you know what I mean? Like, I learn something new every day, you know what I mean? Yeah, and it was kind of confusing at first. I had to look up the difference between sexual attraction and romantic attraction. Basically, I mean, once you read the definitions and break it down, basically the difference is you want to have sex with somebody. Basically, that. So romantic attraction, you'd be like, I like you. I'd like to hug you. I like to cuddle you, spoon you. Maybe we could do some kissing. Let's make out a little bit. But that's where I draw the line. You know, the sexual attraction could be all of those things and hopping right over that line and going into sexual activities. You know what I'm saying? So it took me a minute to wrap my head around it, but
I too.
Yeah.
And so, again, I work in the community, you know, and I'm old. Almost. I am seasoned, you know, and so I just took it as, oh, this is just another form of being bisexual, right? Because it, to me, it at first it was, okay, you are a lover. And when you are just a lover of the people, and I think that's what pansexual more so is versus bisexual, because I feel like pansexual, it is just about the person, not the sex. Right. It's not about the gender per se.
Right. You know,
it's just if you feel inclined, because this person could be trans, a lesbian, this person can be straight, this person can be whoever you are romantically attracted to. They can be of not just within the LGBTQ. And so it took a minute for me to wrap my head around it. Because again, at first I was like, oh, this is just a different word for bisexual.
Right, but it's not.
It's not.
Right.
It's not. Because I feel like this, it's just the lover of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever the human being is that you are attracted to romantically, then that is it. But then, like you said, you might not want to have intercourse. But it's just the real romantic kind of thing. You know, you are just really attracted to this person because of whatever that person gives you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it just took me a minute to wrap my head around it. And again, because I'm working in the community, at one point, I even was like, I don't like it. It was something that I wasn't used to. And then what I have seen is that a lot of the younger generation by themselves as pansexual. And again, this is just within my experience. I don't know how everybody else, you know.
Yeah, but that makes sense though, because they're more like, I don't know, they're more liberated in a way. You know what I mean? They're less boxy. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm pan. Anything. I like, you know, anybody. Not anybody can get it, but like, I'm, you know, if I'm attracted to you.
In a sense, not anybody can get it. No, it's, you know, of course, a consent. But they are just attracted to the individual. The human.
And the human, the inside, you know, whatever package you come wrapped in isn't necessarily so important. You know, we, like in generations earlier, we seem to be very rigid, you know what I mean? Very either or, very, even when I was growing up, I'm like, oh, not the bisexual, you better choose which one you want. Like, girl, shut up, let people live, you know what I mean? Let people be who they are, let people like what they want to like, you know? So it's just, wow. Even within the marginalized communities there, the binary is like entrenched into us, and you really have to bust through that programming. You know what I'm saying? You gotta break out of it. Like, why do I believe this? Why do I feel that way? Is it the binary? Is it the patriarchy? What is it? So.
Right. And that goes into like recognizing your internal bias.
Yeah.
Because we all have them, whether we want to recognize them or not. But it's like, oh, wow. Hold up. These are my people and I'm feeling this type of way. Again, let me check myself. You know, let me do a little more research. And get with the times, actually. So
straight up. More on pansexual and Pan Romantic Pride Day right after this station break.
UPFW Local Station Board is hosting a community town hall on Saturday, December 13th from 12 noon until 3 p.m. Our theme is Free Airwaves, Fighting for Community and Public Radio. With the economic upheaval caused by DOGE, the social stress exacerbated by the military occupation of the Capitol, and the harm inflicted on innocent people by ICE agents, it is more important than ever to have an independent grassroots media focused on building communities, amplifying marginalized voices, and driving social movements. The town hall takes place on Saturday, December 13th from 12 noon until 3 p.m. at the Brookland Busboys and Poets, 625 Monroe Street, Northeast in the district. Additional information can be found online at wpfwfm.org. WPFW, building community one broadcast at a time.
Yeah. Welcome back to A Gay Old Time, a part of the Inside Out Collective here on WPFW. And we are talking about World AIDS Day. We're talking about Pansexual and Pan-Romantic Pride Day, which is on the 8th. Wave your flags, okay? And we'll also be talking about what tips are teacup and give you a few local happenings that you can get into. Just we're like, yo, the deprogramming that you have to do or be aware of, even when you're in one of those marginalized communities, is something else. And I just, you know, shout out to our pansexual and pan-romantic community. If you want to call us up and talk about your experience, is that you? 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Respectfully, of course, don't come on this line talking crazy because we're going to have to bang on you. But shout out to all the different colors of the rainbow and all the different letters of the alphabet out here.
Yeah, shout out. I actually would love for some people to call up that do subscribe to the pansexual or just any of the other letters that we are getting ourselves acclimated to that falls within the LGBTQ plus community.
Absolutely.
Especially for, you know, our seasoned lesbos, as I like to say. You know, hip us, because I really do want to know, and I want to be able to, again, I work in the community. I want to be able to have these conversations with the people that I work in the community with. Thus far, I have had conversations with a lot of pansexual individuals. And that was actually my first time learning about the term pansexual, mm-hmm. which I got this job in the community. And I'm like, pansexual. Again, I'm like, oh, okay, you just mean that you're bisexual.
Like, nah, right.
Oh, but it's a lot deeper than that when you really, really dissect it. And it's just fluidity.
And nuance, you mm-hmm. know, and nuance, like, but it makes sense because people are people. We're complicated beings. We're unique. We're complicated. We're intricate. We're
all of the things.
So it makes sense that this, you know, that someone would be attracted to someone based off of just your insides, and it doesn't matter what you're wrapped in. That's kind of cool. I think that's kind of dope, actually. Like, you could just see me, see my spirit.
Exactly. See my core. Here's the thing. Pansexuality, bisexuality, whatever the thing is, this isn't the first time. This has been existing since the Bible.
This is before the daggone Bible. Shoot. Like,
this is human nature.
Yeah.
And as Michael Jackson said, you know what I'm saying? This is just, it's what it is.
Absolutely.
So this is not the first, it's not the last, and it's not going to be the end. We are here.
And we are queer. And we ain't going nowhere.
Nowhere. And we're running it. Behind the scenes, all of the queer people have been running the scene.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, y'all know, I mean, queer people work in y'all kids' school, a lot of them. Stop hating. Anywho. Told. Truth be told. Anywho, we're going to get into our next musical selection. This is one of my favorite artists. I was just going down her like discography a couple days ago, getting my whole life. She's one of the reasons why I started playing the bass. Hold up. We have a caller now. Okay, now, respectfully, caller, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey there, my name is Jay. I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for listening to A Gay Old Time.
How y'all doing?
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, you kind of addressed the question that I was asking. You guys were talking about pansexuality, and in my mind, I was just like, it's just not just like kind of overcomplicating. We already had a word for that. It was kind of be called bisexuality.
Uh-huh.
But I was hoping you guys could go a little bit deeper in like the difference in bisexuality versus pansexuality.
Yeah, I think bisexuality, I feel like, now I'm no guru, I'm no expert, but I feel like bisexuality is like, I like men and women, females and males, right? Pan, it could be pansexual. It's like, you can be trans, you could be trans man, trans woman, female, male, whatever, but I'm attracted to whatever's on the inside. I'm attracted to your mind, your spirit, your soul, all of those things. So I think it's just less of the focus on the binary and more open to the other things. That's what I would say. What do you got, Awesome?
Okay, I get that.
You're going to say, and it's not a gender. It's not a sex. It's just, like you said, it's the human. Whatever that human being, the outer core is, it doesn't matter what that outer core is. You know what I mean? They are just fixated and they are in tune with the human being.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So that's between bisexual and the pansexual.
Yeah. Okay, did we break it down?
What you're saying about nuance. I get that.
Yeah.
It is about nuance. Yeah. There's more going on now than there was. Or there was always stuff going on, but this is a better way to describe it. I think that actually helped me a lot, actually.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. We're so glad you called.
I'm like, why are we overcomplicating this?
Say again?
I said, it helped me a lot because when I was listening to you guys talk about it, I'm like, why are we overcomplicating this? But it's because it's a complicated subject.
It's
that part.
It's very complicated. But
actually, we're simplifying it here.
Absolutely.
Right, okay.
Well, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate you listening and have a great evening, okay?
You too. Thank you so much.
All right now. Much love. Shout out to the callers. Yo. But let's get into this song and then we're going to get into what tips our teacup and we're going to tell y'all some things that's happening. And then we're going to be out. B-Girl's going to be out. But right now, it's Michelle and the Gayle Cello. It's a cover of Earth, Wind, and Fire song. Is it Fantasy? Let's go. Check it out.
Yeah.
Today's program is sponsored by Every Man for Himself Incorporated, the people who brought you the individual climate control device. Hi-ho, neighbors.
Hi-ho, neighbors. Yeah. This is going out to all my brothers and sisters in Iraq. You know, living, dying. Here's a little bit of love and understanding and sound.
Are listening to A Gay Old Time, a part of the Inside Out Collective. We have a segment called What's Tipping Your Teacup? So, this is the episode, this is the part of the show where we air our grievances. Please, if you have any grievances that you want to air on the airwaves, I guess. What's up? But we're going to start you off, all right? Because I particularly have a lot of grievances and have a lot of things that's tipping my teacup. And I'm about to blow over. So the first thing that is tipping my teacup, I'm sorry, if you want to tip your teacup over, hit us up. 202-588-0893. Okay. Again, that is 202-588-0893. Hit us up if you have anything that is tipping your teacup. I'll start you off. All right. I have a lot of things. Wrap it up. So, all of these executive orders that are directly impacting the LGBTQ plus community, specifically our trans siblings. We got to stop this. You know what I mean? So the one thing that I was thinking about that is really tipping my teacup is the bathroom thing, right? So are y'all going to start policing everybody that is entering the bathroom that you may think that are not of that gender? And I'll say this, because this has happened to me before. And I may have shared this before, and it was very, very light. And I thank that individual for bringing that to my attention. But I am masculine presenting, you know, at times. Sometimes, not so much. But 90% of the time, masculine presenting. So unless you, you know, look at the center of my chest. And, you know, you recognize that I am not masculine presenting. But however, because of this whole attack on the trans community, you can otherwise as well. And so I've been there where I've had someone come into the bathroom, you know, and now, mind you, it was a child. And that child was very perceptive. And I thank that child's parents for being that perceptive, because I just got a haircut, you know, low cut. And I went into the female bathroom and this girl was like, excuse me, I'm in the stall, mind you. Excuse me, are you supposed to be in here? And I'm like, yes, little girl. Mind you, I'm in the stall. Yes. Can you please? Okay, I get it. You know what I mean? At that point, I was like, okay, I get it. You know, and I applauded her for being that perceptive.
Yeah, because the kids are really black and white, pink or blue.
But she was, whatever it was, I applaud them for teaching her, but I'm not that person. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, I was like, look, can you please get your parents? Because now you're bothering me, and now I'm triggered. Can you please get your parent and can you please leave out of the stall? Like, come on. Leave out of the bathroom. Not the stall, but the, leave out of the bathroom. But
I was like, hold up. She done bust into your stall.
She did it. And I needed to correct that. She did it. She did it, but she was washing her hands. She was washing her hands and I came in while she was washing her hands. And so when I went into the stall, she was like, excuse me, are you supposed to be in here? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I am a woman, okay? I get it. And she kept asking me questions. And at that point, I was like, can you please get your parent? Because I was triggered. Right. And I felt a little uncomfortable because I knew where it was going.
Right.
But that brings me to this. Are we going to start policing everybody that we think may or may not be assigned to the gender that is on their birth certificate? Because that's going to be a lot of work. That's going to be a lot of work for everybody if we start policing anybody that we just think are not assigned to the gender that is on their birth certificate or however they want to make it, you know? So please stop doing that, people. Please.
Mind your business.
Mind your business.
Mind your business.
Just mind.
Mind your business. All right. Okay. My one teacup tip. Tipping of the teacup. Yo, you know, Ghirardelli Chocolate, I got a gripe with you because I don't appreciate how you make those brownies and how you make that peppermint bark and it be so daggone good. It's going to be the death of me. Those little peppermint bark squares, I don't appreciate how good they are. I don't appreciate it. I will go through a whole bag and just throw away all of my progress in the gym because you have made something so tasty. And they only come out in the holidays. I have been so disciplined with not buying those peppermint bark squares for like 3 years. But this year was the year when I gave in. Okay? So I'm mad at y'all for making them good peppermint bark. And the last thing I'm going to say about Ghirardelli. If you ever buy Ghirardelli brownies, guess what? Those are the only brownies that you ever going to buy, because any other brownie is going to taste like the color brown. Not chocolate, not fudge, but the color brown. Whatever that tastes like. That's what Betty Crocker, that's what Duncan Hines, that's what they taste like, brown. Ghirardelli has messed it up for me, and I'm upset. Okay? I just want to fuss them out right quick for making something so daggone good and thwarting my gym plans, my gym progress.
So good.
So good. But we're going to run through a few of these happenings in the city, and we're going to let y'all go. So it's a Sip and Paint by Thirst at the Barrel House Cafe and Bar December 1st. Oh, tonight. Pull up.
That's tonight.
It's tonight, starting at 7, $3.99. Check it out. Also, December 10th. Ooh, from 6:30 to 8:30, LGBTQ community holiday party at the Royale Restaurant. Let's go. Go Gay DC. Search that. Go Gay DC. And lastly, yeah. Awesome and I, and I think Jay Barber from the Fellowship Hall, we're going to be at The Gay Best Man by Anthony Green. Shout out to that. That's running December 12th and 13th. Get your tickets. You can search The Gay Best Man in Eventbrite. And it's going to be a good time. Is that it? I think I hit it. Did I hit them all? I think it's one more. Awesome.
One more. So, and then on December 26th, we have the community happy hour at the DuPont Italian Kitchen Dyke Bar. That's happening from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Yeah.
Love it.
That's it.
Love it. Yo, thank y'all so much for tuning in. I hope y'all had a gay old time like we did. You have a gay old time, Awesome?
Always.
Absolutely. Always. Absolutely. Thank y'all so much for listening. It's the Inside Out Collective. Go ahead and say it. Say it, Awesome.
B-girls!
Out! Ciao.
On Monday, December 8th, WPFW presents Saving Our Homes, the Crisis in Housing and Homeownership, in partnership with the Washington Informer and the Missionary Baptist Minister Conference of the DMV. From 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., we confront gentrification, predatory buyers, tax sales, foreclosure traps, and the loss of family homes, defending our elders and keeping generational wealth in our families. The programming continues at 5 p.m. where we'll unpack the lack of affordable housing and the displacement of renters. We culminate in a town hall from 6 to 8 p.m. moderated by Donald Temple and Denise Rolock Barnes, where we welcome listeners' calls. Guests include lawyers, activists, pastors, financial strategists, and government officials. That's Saving Our Homes, the Crisis in Housing and Home Ownership, December 8th on WPFW, building a more equitable world, one broadcast at a time.
I'm Wiza Muntali, host of African Now, and you're tuned to Muntali, host of African Now, and you're tuned to member-supported WPFW Washington.